from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, buddy. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And this afternoon, we are at the place where you can get some of the absolute best barbecue in the entire world. Hurtado Barbecue, my favorite. The best tacos in the world as well, the Birria Tacos. I had two of those as soon as I got here. Been eating delicious barbecue all afternoon long. Wolchuk has a top 10 coming up at 4:20. Broadus is watching practice right now as the Cowboys joint practice with the Rams is ongoing, and he'll be back in the 6 o'clock hour to file a full report and give you the takeaways, as a lot of the scouts believe this is your best opportunity to evaluate in this environment, because the starters are actually going to be involved. First teams are going to be involved, unlike the preseason action. Okay, for more on America's team here on your home of the Cowboys, here's Wolchuk with that C-note.
Thank you very much. I mean, we got the first depth chart out ahead of the preseason game that will be on Sunday, which you can catch right here on 105.3 The Fan. As you mentioned, your home of Dallas Cowboys football. Eric and Broadus will have the pregame show starting, about 12:30 or so. We'll have kickoff at 3:30. And then post-game, we'll go until about 8:30 with Brian and myself. But some takeaways from the depth chart. John Stevens was listed as the fourth tight end behind Scooney and Peyton Hendershot. I think that's something that is going to change. Jalen Cropper was actually listed ahead of Tyron Billy Johnson at wide receiver. So that's a guy that's been making strides during camp. Tyler Guyton listed behind Chuma Edoga, and I think that's probably a reps thing. We haven't gotten to see enough of Tyler. Hopefully that ends up correcting itself ahead of week one. Micah Parsons listed as a defensive end for the first time in his Cowboys career. That's a money play. Micah knows where the money is. It's as a defensive end edge rusher. There's more money to be had there than as a linebacker when payday comes. And Maris Leofau, first-team linebacker, only rookie to crack the first team in the first debut of the depth chart, earned a lot of buzz. He's got the football IQ, the quickness. Zimmer loves him. And to me, I think he's probably going to be the guy that's the backup with the green dot behind Eric Kendricks. I think he's the guy that's probably going to be tabbed with those responsibilities as well. So, hey, those are just some takeaways as we get ready for this practice with the Rams. But Emmitt Smith, former Cowboy great, NFL's all-time leading rusher, was on with Blogging the Boys, R.J. Ochoa, earlier today. Emmitt had a couple of things to say. We'll start with his thoughts on CeeDee Lamb, who's still not signed. He's still holding out. What does this mean for CeeDee Lamb, Emmitt?
With CeeDee and the Dallas Cowboys today, let's make this very clear. He is a very, very valuable asset to the Dallas Cowboys. He is a very, very valuable asset to Dak Prescott. Without him on the football field, they're putting all the pressure on Dak Prescott now. And that is unacceptable, because every quarterback of his caliber should have quality people to throw the ball to. Not no plan B or no plan C or no plan D guy. He should be in a position, as your franchise quarterback, he should be in a position to be successful. And right now, you're putting him behind the eight ball. And that is not right. And that's how I see it.
Passionate there. From
respect
Anna.
His opinion. Love the passion. I would say you really haven't started that until we get to the regular season.
And he's not there.
Yeah. And you know, we really don't know who is the most out in this equation, right? Is it CeeDee Lamb who's asking for so much money? Or is it the Cowboys that are offering such a low amount that it's disrespectful, you know? The only report that I'd heard is that he wants more than Jefferson. So if you're the Cowboys and you're like, well, actually, there's a way that this goes. And if you're close to the best but not the best, you get just a tiny bit less, and we need you to be there. You know, we can't just continue to cave to what every player wants on this team. Otherwise, your salary cap is going to be bloated by 10 or 15% if you do what the fans say. Just give them the money. Pay the man. You know, those are bumper sticker logics to use in a very, you know, specific situation.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I think we've seen when the player is not getting the top of the market money, they get the deal done. Trayvon Diggs last year, you could make the argument maybe you're, you know, some say you're the best or whatever, but you're in that top five. Okay, you get about top five money, we'll get it done right now. That tells me, and knowing with the way even Dak and his agent handled his previous contract, they're asking for $45 million a year. Ultimately, they come back to 40 when it's all said and done. I'm sure CeeDee Lamb is up at a high point, and he's got no problem missing whatever it's been now, roughly 2 weeks of camp. He's putting the dollar amount super high. Maybe they'll cave. Okay, they won't. That's fine. We'll end up acquiescing to right around the top money, maybe just under. Okay.
You know, the one thing I don't understand, maybe you guys know, is how do the fines are for real, right? You can't pull back the fines like you used to be able to.
Well, so they can go ahead. I think they waived them with Zach Martin last year. So once the deal's done, the team, I think, does still reserve the right to be able to kind of finagle that a little bit. Okay. But yeah, the fines are real. Like, if let's say they don't get a deal done, he's on the hook for that.
Yeah.
He's losing $1 million or, I mean, a whole game check.
I think it's up to like 1.5 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that what it is you can't technically not fine them, but like with Zach Martin last year, they tacked on whatever the fines were, they tacked on to the new deal that he got. So it was basically like they just canceled each other out.
Now, we also have Emmett, who was, I mean, he was on fire. I remember when we were at the Super Bowl, he was on with Maggie and Pirloff. Is that their show on Infinity Sports?
I think it's Pirloff.
Pirloff.
Yeah, and Maggie and Pirloff. Or okay. Pirloff and Maggie.
Okay, one of the
I
two.
I think it's M&P's.
M&P's.
Talk show.
P's and M's. We're talking. And Emmett went viral. I mean, he was heated at what went down in the postseason. He's still, I don't think, over it, and neither are the fans. RJ's asking him about the fan apathy heading into the 2024 season.
Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, they were asked about fan apathy. Mike McCarthy, Dak Prescott. I mean, everybody has been asked about that. You, I would imagine, never experienced that throughout your career with the Cowboys.
There was I did not quite experience that aspect of it, but you know, we had some lean years ourselves, and things that I wasn't proud of at the time when we, I mean, you got to remember, my last year was not the best year. Period. We did not have a successful football season, but for the most part, my career was pretty positive, and pretty much upbeat. But over the last 20 some odd years, watching our team get to the playoff time and time again, be told that we're going to do better, we're going to be in it, this is going to be a Super Bowl year for us, and we just get completely let down. It's like fan fatigue now. I mean, it's all of that going on right now, and people are sick and tired of watching it, and they want to see something different, and we have to try, and as an organization, we have to go and do a complete assessment in terms of the organization itself. What is our mission? And how does our mission aligns with the football team? I mean, on the surface, we would think everything is in alignment. But to me, I think there's a little disconnect there. And we need to resolve that fairly quickly, because
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Come on, years, man. That's a long time.
It is.
He's crushing, dude.
That was a
great quote by him, and I'd be out loud and proud with that. Bang the drum, dude. Let's get aligned with winning football games in our organization. Everything the organization has to be about winning. Emmitt Smith knows that, and it's not that way with the Cowboys. It's not a coincidence. They're getting what they put into it.
I think a lot of Cowboy fans, and maybe some don't feel this way, but you look at the one constant, and it is no question the ownership at the top, right? And also the general manager and the Jones family is clearly going to run this operation the way that they want to do that. They're not going anywhere. But there are other areas I think you could probably go ahead and look at. And one is the cap situation, to me, is one that is just bizarre. I just don't know the cash spending, the way that – I mean, anybody can flip switches, right? I think we've heard like Andrew Brand talk about that. Anybody can flip a switch. I'm going to go ahead and restructure this contract, but then now we're going to have to go ahead and be on the hook for that a year from now, 2 years from now. It just doesn't seem to me like the Cowboys cap situation is ever where it needs to be. And I think that's probably problem area number one that I'd look to try and possibly correct. But, you know, I think that also that could end up helping when it comes to maybe then you've got more money to play with in free agency. So you're not just relying so much on your scouts and Will McClay to hit every single NFL draft. And now you're looking at a draft where, oh, Marshawn Nealon, now you're probably going to need to start because Sam Williams is out. And Kalen Carson, you're probably our premier backup cornerback. Please, God, be good. And, oh, Tyler Guyton, we need you to be immediately ready to rock at left tackle because Chuma Adoga, probably not a capable starting left tackle in the NFL. There's so much pressure that's put on them to draft well, and when you see a season like last year where they don't, then there's tons of question marks because they're not really being able to improve their football team and other avenues, and the excuse that they give is the salary cap. So if that's the excuse you want to give, and I know I can't get changes when it comes to ownership, that's a change I'm looking at trying to make.
There's just way too many trends going on in this league that are getting teams to the Super Bowl, and the Cowboys aren't paying attention enough to copy them or are too stuck in their ways to copy them. And, you know, until that changes, I will be convinced they are building a team just to make the playoffs to smooth out the volatility and make sure their lows aren't too low for too long of a time. I think, though, what we've seen is their plan to keep fans engaged by making the playoffs the most amount of times in a decade has now run its course. Because what Emmitt is talking about is, you know, just making the playoffs isn't enough to satisfy fans.
It's not. And other fan bases, maybe. Hey, you make the playoffs three straight years, you win 12 games. And look, that's the first time they've made the playoffs three straight years since the 90s, since Emmitt was a Cowboy. It's not like this. They've been doing that a lot during a lot of fans, including myself's lifetime of watching the Cowboys. But now it's kind of kind of become, especially last year with how it laid out
right.
for you.
100%.
It's like, are you ever going to get a chance that good?
Right.
And now I just can't believe, and that comes back to the quarterback when we're having that conversation. You're paying a guy $60 to $65 million. Are you the difference maker for me come playoff time? Because that's what you got to look at a lot of the time. Wins and losses in the postseason, that's become on the quarterback.
I think a lot of people want something different, and whether that's a new front office or a new quarterback, maybe we're getting close to it. You know, what if we're heading towards step one as you're hearing more about the possibility of Dak moving on? He, again, liked that Instagram post. Could be a nothing burger, but people are choosing to read into it. You know, including Sean Sharif. It was the Instagram account Goat Motivated. And, you know, it's what happens when your environment doesn't recognize you. What if the Cowboys aren't recognizing him to his satisfaction, and that is in the form of compensation, and we are heading to a new quarterback? That would change my mind about how this Cowboys front office is going about their business. I would be surprised, but you hear about it. You see Dax putting something like that out there, maybe that's subtweeting or whatever you want to call it, but it's possible, you know, along with the rumors and, you know, the speculation that we are only another 6 months from the Cowboys moving on at quarterback. That's exciting to me, not because I think Dak is bad, but the only way you're going to win with a quarterback like Dak is if he's on his rookie deal or the front office knows, hey, we got to go all in these couple of years, bite the bullet 3, 4, 5 years down the line, but we're going to try our absolute best these next 2 years. That's how teams win with a quarterback of Dak's talent. And if that light bulb has come on for the Cowboys, Wolchuk, that would legitimately excite me. If at the end of the year they're like, sorry, we don't think we can win with Dak, I'd be like, holy cow, maybe they're actually prioritizing winning the championship instead of just making the playoffs.
It's going to be fascinating to see what they end up doing at the quarterback position, because I think that there is, I know from my standpoint, there's a ton of fear. Now, I'm past that now when it comes to maybe moving on from Dak, because I think the hope of the unknown and maybe resetting that quarterback timeline is something that's needed now, but hell, they have really lucked into, like we've talked about, their last two franchise quarterbacks. Are they then going to be able to assess the heir apparent? Can they find that guy? That will then be the big question, because they haven't proven to have the eye for it. If it's not for Quincy Carter failing a drug test, Tony Romo is not your franchise quarterback. He's on the team.
Again, they can find somebody good enough to get you to the playoffs, and they settle for
that
instantly.
They can continue to do that. Yeah, they can try and go out there and find a Baker Mayfield, maybe. They can come in and play half-decent football for
them. Yeah, this day and age, like what Dak is providing you is getting to the playoffs and losing in round one. For way less dollars, you can find a quarterback like that.
It is exciting to see Tyler Guyton. He is out on the field right now doing warm-up drills with the offensive line in full pads. So I'm hoping we get at least a decent dose of Tyler Guyton today doing joint practice with the Rams. Brian will be back right around 6 o'clock or so post-practice to give us an immediate update. Excited about that. Final thing, C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening. Did have the duo of Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb listed in the top 10 of the NFL duos of 2024. They came in at number 8 of the CBS Sports list, Dak and CeeDee. Ahead of them, you had the tandem of Frank Ragnow and Penei Sewell on the Lions offensive line.
Oh, wow. Okay, so this is just anything.
This
duos.
Is any tandem. I mean, last year, I think Diggs and Bland were on here. Now, Diggs hurt, so they didn't make it this year. Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. Purdy and McCaffrey is on here.
No, thank you.
Hill and Waddle, Brown and Smith of the Eagles, Burrow and Chase, and then Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes would be your number one duo.
That's a pretty good duo.
Yes, sir. It's a match made in heaven here at Hurtado in Mansfield, as we'll go all the way until 7 o'clock tonight, plus Hurtado in Arlington, the site of Saturday's Fan Bowl 2024. Please come join us for some fellowship here. We have those Stella Artois G-Bag Nation etched glasses, plus we have a couple of Fan Bowl fields set up if you want to get in some practice rounds. But, I mean, it's quitting time, and you're looking for some delicious food first and foremost, and I think Hurtado actually not only has the best barbecue in North Texas, but just the best food, period.
Yes.
If you ask me. All right, there it is, the C-note, Cowboys news of the evening. Again, you did not hear Broaddus' voice because he is watching Cowboys joint practice right now. They're battling the Rams, and he is still in Oxnard. He'll be there all through next week as well. Top 10 time, Woolchuck, where are we going with that?
Man, it's National Dollar Day. I know we don't have a dollar menu anymore, but when we did, what were the top 10 dollar menu items of all time? 877-881-1053, and maybe we can bring them back. Next in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.